Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here, too. Bill's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including Right Risk, and he's got a new one out that I don't have in front of me. It's all about courage. Bill, tell us what it is.
Called Courageous Leadership, a program for using courage to transform the workplace.
There you go. Hey, Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's great to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. It's good to talk to you again. You just got back to the United States after a whirlwind trip to the Pacific Rim.
Exactly.
Tell us about what you found over there.
Well, it was really just a terrific trip. I went over to Japan, to Hong Kong, to Singapore, and to Sydney, Australia in about 10 days worth
wow,
of time.
Wow, that's too fast.
Very fast, but in a way it was good because it was like taking snapshots of each country, and I very quickly got to look at the cultures and those cultural differences so starkly, so quickly. So
what were
really
the differences in the Asian cultures?
You know what, it was really interesting. First of all, in Japan, you know, when I do my courage workshops, I always ask one question. I ask a lot of questions, but one of the questions that I ask is, what's the most courageous thing you've ever done at work? And to have a participant raise their hand and say, lead people out of this building during the earthquake,
wow,
was pretty dramatic, right?
Wow.
Now, I can tell you about Japan that was so impressive to me is not only do the trains run on time, the buses run on time.
What?
The buses.
That's against the law in America, isn't it?
It seems like it. First of all, they're extremely professional and very polite. And they would even say they recognize in themselves sometimes too polite, and yet extremely efficient. I was really mm-hmm. impressed with how, if almost efficient to the point of being like the precise Germans when it comes to efficiency.
Right, right.
So,
maybe they need to be a little more reckless and get and. It seems to me like maybe the Japanese need to take a few more risks and be a little more reckless, you know.
Well, you know when I
you know they're organizing themselves right into a second decade of economic doldrums over there.
It could be, you know, and I often pay attention to what the cab drivers will tell me, and I actually had a limo driver taking me back to the airport when I was getting ready to go to Hong Kong, and the guy from Japan, the limo driver, said, you know, I think that we're a little too polite as a people. We don't
yeah.
push back enough, and because we don't want to offend, we're always. And I think that gets to that sort of the risk appetite isn't as hungry as.
Well, you know, someone said, I've forgotten who said this. I knew once, and I've forgotten that. 500 years of peace, in 500 years of war in Italy created the Renaissance and the Reformation.
Right.
And 500 years of peace in Switzerland created the cuckoo clock.
Right.
You know, sometimes you need to mix it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I suppose, you know, one of the things that's so impressive about the Japanese people is their ability to overcome hardship. And I think that the tsunami and the earthquake, I have every confidence that they'll get through it, but it'll be a big distraction economically, and it'll be a long time before they
maybe die. Maybe it'll, you know, who knows what be one of the byproducts of that. But of course, our hearts go out to those guys, and you know they're one of our best allies in the world. We need them to be strong. What did you find about when you got over into the mainland?
So when I got over to Hong Kong, what was really what caught my attention there is how independent they are as a people. And, you know, although it's a communist country,
right,
Hong Kong is like communist light. And, in fact, the people there, they don't even think of themselves. And if you read the newspapers, they don't speak highly of communism, even though they're in a communist country.
Well, that's only happened in the last... they weren't always. They were a British principality, right?
Exactly.
For a long time.
And I asked somebody about it. I said, you know, it really surprises me how freely you speak, and not only you know to each other, but about communism itself. And they said, well, the truth is that China wants us for our money, so they're not going to try to clamp down on us because we're a cash cow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
That's very interesting. And then you went where else?
I went to Singapore, and Jim, I have to tell you, out of all the countries I went to for this trip, it was the most impressive. It took me totally by surprise. I didn't expect this.
What did you like about Singapore?
Well, Singapore, it's a city-state country. Mm-hmm. It's very small. And until 1952, it wasn't independent. It was part of Indonesia, but it decided to go independent. Everybody laughed at them and thought, yeah, good luck. And now, Jim, I'm telling you, I think that the country is more prosperous than the United States. I couldn't believe how prosperous it was. They've got development going up everywhere.
Hmm.
The recession was a blip on their radar screen. And here's the thing that was so impressive about it. It's extremely safe, and everyone will.
Wow!
First of all, the nationalists there, the people who live there, everyone that I met, and it's a multicultural place. It's a melting pot, much like the United States. Everybody who lives there loves Singapore, and I can see why.
You know, one of our Brain Trust members, the legendary investor Jim Rogers, moved there with his children. He moved there. He's educating his children there.
You know, I'm not surprised. They've got a great educational system. They've got development going up everywhere. It's extremely prosperous, and it's extremely safe. And if you ask everybody, they'll tell you that. Now, here's the surprising thing. You'll ask a person, well, why do you think it's so safe? And they'll say, because we're extremely strict. So they've got really strict rules. For example, a first-time drug offense is life in prison.
Wow. Now, that'll get your attention.
That gets your attention. They still do caning. You know, so they do.
You know, we could use caning over here ever so often.
You know, I'll tell you.
You mean like my dad caned me? Is that what
it's you know, I from a political standpoint, I tend to lean a little bit on the left, and yet the exchange for civil liberties in their country. You ask any single person, and they're fine with the strict sort of security measures in exchange for an extremely safe country.
Mm-hmm. So how was Australia? I've only got about 45 seconds. How was Australia different from the other countries?
Well, Australia also sort of missed the recession. And what they impressed me as is, and I was in Sydney. What a beautiful place, right on the water there in the Sydney Opera House and such. But what impressed me about Sydney is that they're really prudent. When it comes to economic prudence,
mm-hmm.
and for example, you know how long the mortgage loan is there? So here in the United States, we get a 30-year loan, right? And I'm on a 20-year loan. They laugh at that. They have a 5-year mortgage.
Wow. You're in or you're out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Thanks for the tour, Bill. Good job there. We come back, folks. We're gonna talk about what Bill has been telling those guys about courageous leadership. Right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.